Quiet, please. Quiet, please.
The Inexplicable Dumb Show presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper and features John Malden. Quiet, Please for tonight is called Take Me Out to the Graveyard.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Which one? I said. Which graveyard? Well, we got a lot of them. The new one, the old one, the Catholic one, the Potter's Field.
Oh, anyone will do, driver. I'm not particular.
You're kidding, mister.
No, just take me out to the graveyard. That's all.
Well, you drive a cab 12, 15 years like I done, you get some funny ones. Drunks that want to take you home with them. Guys that tell you to take them to the Hoosit Hotel when you're practically parked in front of it. Dames that want you... Well, you get some funny ones. But this is the first time I ran into this kind of character. Well, so I'm driving a cab to make a buck. Not to argue with people about where they want to go. So I think, Lakeside Cemetery? That's the farthest. I can rack up a couple of bucks and maybe there'll be somebody out there who'll want to take a ride back to town. Get in, mister. Nice day, I say to him.
Yeah. Beautiful. I always say this time of the year is the prettiest.
Yes. So do I.
Good time of the year to die.
Huh?
I said this is a good time of the year to die.
For my dough, no time of the year is a good time to die.
You gotta die, though.
Yeah, but it ain't good.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I ain't died yet, but I can't get very enthusiastic about it.
That's why I wanted to go to the graveyard.
Why?
To die.
You, ain't nuts, are you, mister?
Nope.
Hey.
What's your name, driver?
Julius Peterson.
My name's Booth.
Pleased to meet you.
B-O-O-T-H.
Yes?
So they can tell people when they ask you?
Tell what people?
Well, you know, policemen, coroners, whoever asks.
I have already asked you if you're nuts, didn't I?
Well, I'm not.
Well, then you better take down your sign.
No, I'm perfectly okay, Julius.
Well, something's wrong with you, if you talk that way.
Nope.
Are you hurt? Or, like, in your noggin or something?
I never felt better in my life.
You want to look out. You might really die.
I know it.
How do you know?
Well, that I couldn't tell you, Julius. I just know it, that's all. And I'm not particularly upset about it.
By gracious, I am.
Think nothing of it, Julius.
You stop talking crazy, then.
I'm not going to argue with you, Julius.
And don't die.
Julius, you stick to your driving and let me worry about the dying, will you?
You ain't worrying. You're all the time grinning. I can see you in the rearview mirror.
Uh-huh, watch the road.
You're afraid of getting killed, are you?
No, I'm not.
I didn't like the way you said that there.
I'm sorry.
How are you gonna do this, Mr. Booth?
Die?
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Well, what if you don't?
Oh, I will.
Hey, listen.
What?
What about me?
Oh, you'll be all right, Julius.
You sure?
Positive.
Well, that's something.
You know, it is a beautiful day.
You changing your mind?
I can't change my mind.
Hey, do you work on the radio or something?
Why?
Oh, I just thought maybe you was one of them fellows that think up these mystery kind of stories. You know, it's night and you were practicing on me.
Sorry to disappoint you, Julius.
I don't get it.
You will.
You live here in town?
Nope.
Stranger, huh?
That's right. A stranger on his last taxicab ride.
I'm beginning to get an idea about you, stranger.
You are?
I sure am.
What kind of idea are you getting, Julius?
Listen, mister. No suicides in my cab.
I'm not going to commit suicide, Julius.
Yeah, you better not.
But I am going to die.
Listen.
Hey, what are you stopping for? This isn't the cemetery.
I know it ain't, but this is as far as you're going.
Now, what do you mean? I hired you to...
Get out.
Now, look here, I...
Nix, get out, Mr. Booth. I ain't riding any loose nuts to any cemetery with suicide on their mind.
I told you I am not going to commit suicide, Julius.
I'll say you ain't. Not in my cab, at least. Outside, mister.
Well, if you say so, but...
And the clock says 40 cents.
Okay, you keep the rest of it. You know, you're not going to make it come out any different this way. I really wasn't going to die in your cab, you know.
Look out! Yeah. Yeah, he was right. Neither one of us saw the gasoline truck that hit him. How do you figure that? He called it, didn't he? Said he was gonna die. My. He was right. Well, like I said, pretty nearly anything can happen to a cab driver. Only it hardly ever happens twice. It cost me a trip to the license commissioner's office. Of course, I didn't tell him what I told you. I didn't want to lose my license and get sent to the goofy house besides... You. You believe it, though, don't you? Well, you will. Yes. There was another one. Couple weeks later, little old man says, "Take me out to the graveyard." I said, "No." He called a cop. On the way, he asked me to stop at a cigar store and get change for a $10 bill. When I come back, he's laying on the floor. Yes. Dead. I took 3 weeks off and stayed home. The first night I took my cab out, a soldier in uniform stops me. Yeah, sure. You know what he said? I didn't get him to the graveyard either. He was telling me what it was happened to him in the war. I just heard a funny noise and there he was. That time was kind of rough on me. Well, this license inspector fella named Rice...
You know, you're in a jam, Julius.
I haven't done nothing, Inspector.
Nothing anybody could hang you on so far.
I didn't do a thing.
Three people have died in your cab. Is that nothing?
One of them didn't.
Huh?
He was outside the cab.
Now, look, let's not get into any technicalities.
All right.
Okay. Let's hear your story.
I already told it to you, Inspector.
Well, you don't expect me to believe that malarkey, do you?
I believe it.
You do, huh?
Well, I was there when it all happened.
And they all wanted to go to the graveyard?
I told you that.
Yeah, I know you did. And they all told you they was gonna die.
I told you that, too.
All right, all right. Now, I want you to tell me one more thing, Julius. How did they know they was gonna die, hmm?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
Didn't you ask them?
I never thought about it.
Why didn't you?
Well, my gosh, Inspector, would you think of that when somebody tells you something like that?
I don't know. Never happened to me.
It sure happened to me.
What? Oh, yeah. That's what you say, anyway.
It's true, Inspector. Just as true as I'm standing, sitting here.
Julius.
Sir.
You didn't kill them people, did you?
No, I didn't. Sir?
I said,
Oh.
Oh, why ought to suspend your license?
No, don't. Please, don't. I mean, Inspector.
Well, I ought to.
I gotta make a living.
You don't have to kill people.
I don't.
Well, they die.
Everybody dies.
Yeah, but not in your cab.
What?
I mean, they oughtn't to die in your cab.
Well, that'd be all right with me, Inspector.
You can't figure out any reason, huh?
Well, if I could, would I be taking people to the graveyard?
Hey, you got something there, Julius.
I know it.
But, of course, if people tell you to take them somewhere, you have to take them. City Ordinance 809B19.
I know it. I know it.
I can't figure it out.
Me neither.
Must be something in your cab.
What?
Maybe your cab's haunted.
Don't be... I don't think so.
Sure you don't say anything to him?
Well, I beef about taking him to the graveyard.
I mean, besides that.
No.
Yeah, you don't put no hex on him or anything.
I wouldn't know how. What am I gonna do, Inspector?
About what? Oh, well, you can't do anything about these people. They're all dead, ain't they?
They sure are.
Yeah, but don't do it anymore.
Don't do what?
Or I'll suspend your license.
But, Inspector...
Look, don't give me an argument.
And I ain't, Inspector. Listen, I just... Listen.
One more, and I'll snatch your license.
But I tell you that I...
Listen, Julius.
What?
There must be a reason for it.
But what, Inspector?
Where's your cab?
Outside. Why?
I got an idea.
Now, listen, Inspector.
What?
I thought you was...
Was what?
I guess you ain't, though.
Yes, I am.
Now, Inspector...
Driver!
Sir?
Take me out to the graveyard.
Okay. So what could I do? Well, he's a license inspector, ain't he? Hey, how do you feel, Inspector?
I feel okay.
Goody.
Hey, you can drive fast if you want to. I'll square a pinch.
No, Inspector.
Go ahead.
I go fast. I bump into something, you get your skull busted. That's all, brother.
You won't bump into anything.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
You headed for the cemetery?
Well, you called a cab, Inspector.
I don't feel anything.
Stay that way, will you?
When did these people tell you they was gonna die?
Different times.
I'll tell you if I feel like that.
You do that, then I'll stop.
Yeah, that'll be all right.
Yeah, and then I'll run.
Well, I feel okay.
Just keep that way, Inspector. It's all I ask.
This is a nice cab you got, Julius.
Yeah, it used to be.
Hey, Julius.
What?
This here cab smells funny.
I don't smell nothing.
Well, I do.
Now listen, Inspector, I...
No. It's nice.
Oh.
Like flowers.
Huh?
Carnations.
You feel okay, well, Inspector?
Sure. Yeah, sure, yeah. And roses.
Listen, now, sir, I...
And something else.
What?
Lilies and... By golly, that's right.
Oh.
Lilies.
Oh, boy.
Say, Julius, how far are we from the graveyard?
We're getting closer. You still feel okay?
Oh, I feel wonderful. Just smell them lilies and things.
Then I'm glad I can't smell them.
Just like a greenhouse.
Oh, he's nuts.
Or like a funeral.
Say.
Hey?
Did you say lilies, Inspector?
Yeah, why?
I can smell them too.
How much further, Julius?
We're pretty near there, Inspector. How do you feel?
Elegant. How do you feel?
Awful.
Oh, I ain't dead yet.
Don't say that, for gosh sakes.
What's the matter, Julius?
You sure you feel all right?
Oh, I feel swell. Only them lilies smell awful loud.
Doggone it! There ain't no lilies!
Well, you smell them, don't you?
I sure wish I didn't.
Look, Julius.
What?
There's the cemetery.
Oh. Oh. Oh, boy. We made it.
Don't stop.
Why not?
Go on in.
No, sir.
Now listen, Julius.
I don't want to go in.
I hired you to take me to the cemetery.
You're on the cuff.
Go on in.
Look, I don't like graveyards, Inspector.
Go on in.
I don't want to.
Come on.
Well, now we're here.
Yeah, we sure are.
We're here, so let's go back.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Where are you going?
Say, this is a pretty cemetery, Julius.
Well, come on. Come on now, let's go back.
Yeah, it sure is pretty. I'm glad we came.
Come on, Inspector.
No.
Well, why not?
Don't be such a sap, Julius. I'm gonna stay.
What?
I'm going over here and go to sleep.
Hey, that's a grave.
Well, what's the matter with that?
But you ain't dead, Inspector.
Oh, yes, he is, Julius.
Mr. Booth?
There's nobody in a cemetery at night, you know, except dead people.
Sure, Julius. That's right.
Well, I ain't dead. Yeah. They was right. I guess I'm dead, all right. I took myself out to the graveyard. Oh, yes, I'm still driving a cab. Sure. I only make one trip, though. Always out there. I'll probably be picking you up one of these days. You feel all right? Cab's waiting right outside. All you gotta do is say, take me out to the graveyard. See you later.
You've listened to Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper. The man who spoke to you was John Malden.
And Mr. Booth and the Inspector were played by Brad Oxnam. Music for Quiet, Please, as usual, is composed and played by Gene Perazzo.
Now, for a word about next week's Inexplicable Dumb Show, here is our host, John Malden.
Spamalot. That's next week's story. Of course, it isn't recorded yet, but it might be interesting. Listen next week to the IDS. And so, until next week at this same time, I am quietly yours, John Malden.
Quiet, Please comes to you from the interwebs This is the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Happy Halloween, everybody. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.